Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. At the 6th of Deuteronomy, Jehovah enjoined at verse 13 the use of his name in the taking of an oath. At the 19th of Leviticus, however, the stipulation was given at verse 12 that one must not profane the name of God by swearing falsely. At the 5th of Matthew's Gospel, our Savior would declare nearly 1,500 years later in his Sermon on the Mount that one must not swear at all. Rather, beginning at verse 33, his communication was to be a simpler yes or no. In reality, if a person's testimony is not true without an oath, it isn't true with one either. Similarly, if a person's testimony is true with an oath, then it is just as true without one. At the 21st of Revelation, we are taught at verse 27 that there shall enter into heaven nothing that maketh a lie. God, however, uses his own name at the 6th of Hebrews to seal his promise to us with an oath, and each is equally immutable. Though a man's word may be unreliable, it is impossible for God to lie. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.